Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast, as we have all week, another unsung hero right here in the United States of America. Now, earlier this week, if you missed it, we recognized biochemist Mike Latouris. Yesterday, we honored Dr. Jack Canoff. And today, we continue to acknowledge those in the medical field. But on this day, we recognize a luminary in the world of dermatology. He's in Naperville, Illinois, where he is affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area, including the Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital and Northwestern Medicine Del Nor Hospital. He's been practicing dermatology for almost 23 years. And when you go through the reviews of his work, this dude averages a 5-star rating. This is the kind of doctor you want to see for your dermatological needs, man. Not all heroes wear capes, Miles. Yeah. So today, we're going to step outside. And today, ladies and gentlemen, join me in raising a glass as we toast Dr. James B. Grosswiener.
Oh, no!
Jimmy Grosswiener?
Jimmy B. Grosswiener. That
Jimmy,
is correct.
Dr. Jimmy Grosswiener.
James B.
Dr. Jimmy's bad enough.
Goddamn right. Hey, he's been doing dermatology for decades
Dr.
now.
Dr. Jimmy, can you take this mole off my penis?
That is correct. So, James B. Grosswiener, we honor you. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault!
Damn on. Believe it or not, January 14th is Feast of the Ass Day, and it's a Feast of the Ass Day inspired Bad Choice Friday. We had Black Eyed Peas and My Humps, Take It on Sir Mix-a-Lot, and Baby Got Back. Mike, how was the voting?
Oh, my God. Look at these choices, Miles. They are so bad. And when it comes to the city of Seattle, if Sir Mix-a-Lot is on the list, he wins. We are Baby Got Back tonight.
Our bitches, welcome to the 3-day weekend. Here is your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. You are listening to the men.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right. Now for all TV news all time. Time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today, Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Ted Smith and Rogers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the tunnel. Always guys have teams of talented writers. Help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
According to a new study, the average American spends a third of their waking hours on a mobile device. Am I the only one that thinks that sounds low?
No, you're not.
Writers.
Kimmel.
According to a new study, average American spends one-third of our waking hours on a mobile device. Am I the only one who thinks that sounds low? I don't know.
A city in California wants to use green lasers to try and drive away thousands of crows that have become a public nuisance. But the lasers will backfire when thousands of crows are replaced with thousands of cats.
Fallon. Seth Meyers?
It's Fallon.
Yeah, a city in California wants to use green lasers to track thousands of crows that have become a public nuisance. But the lasers will backfire when thousands of crows are replaced by thousands of cats.
Queen Elizabeth has stripped Prince Andrew of all his royal affiliations. She stripped Prince Andrew, making her far and away the oldest person to ever strip Prince Andrew.
I hope that's you.
I wish. That's Fallon.
Well, this is big news today. Buckingham Palace announced that Queen Elizabeth has stripped Prince Andrew of all his royal affiliations. That's right. She stripped Prince Andrew, making her far and away the oldest woman to ever strip Prince Andrew.
Some sports news. Tennis star Novak Djokovic, or also known as the Joker, has had his visa revoked once again in Australia and may not be allowed to participate in the Australian Open. No word yet on if the Riddler's allowed to play.
Me too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Joker joke.
That was a good
see
one.
It?
Yeah.
Actress Megan Fox and musician Machine Gun Kelly have announced their engagement and said they drank each other's blood. He got down on one knee, then two knees, then passed out for blood loss.
Fallon?
Kimmel.
Seth.
Actress Megan Fox and musician Machine Gun Kelly announced their engagement and said they drank each other's blood. That's right. He got down on one knee, then two knees, then passed out from blood loss.
All right. Go to Reddit. There's 10 reasons that people are attracted to Pete Davidson.
Ah, Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
Okay. I just assume they're necrophiliacs. I mean, he kind of looks like a corpse, right? You open a coffin, you're like, yeah, that's what I expect to see.
Yeah. He is tall and skinny.
Big bags under the eyes.
Which is weird.
What?
Just, I mean, he always has bags under his eyes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he just looks like
But he's
like
only in, like, in his 20s, right?
I've heard Crohn's disease, I believe, is what he's got.
Oh, now I feel
causes
bad.
Causes that?
Sorry.
Well, I just said he has bags under his eyes.
Well, I was kind of hating on him.
Tired. He's in his 20s. What's his freaking problem?
Crohn's.
Like, oh, no, I have a disease, dude. All right.
Okay. That answers my question.
Pete Davidson is just, outside of both being hilariously funny, he's just the opposite of me. Right? Tattoos. Right. Tall. Skinny. No tattoos. Short. Fat.
You don't have bags under your eyes either.
That's right.
And
there's a little bit.
You don't have Crohn's.
Mm-hmm. I don't have Crohn's. I poop what I want.
I will say this about Pete Davidson. And ye. Or anyway, whoever, right? I really appreciate the fact that style-wise, and I know they're, you know, they don't like each other, but I appreciate the fact that sweats are becoming more of something that's acceptable.
Oh, sure.
And they seem like every time I see a picture of Pete Davidson, he's got a sweatshirt hoodie on. So does Kanye. They've got like just, I mean, like they're, as far as being comfortable, I like the idea, like I'm wearing sweatpants today. I'm just like rolling in Friday. I'm like, the hell with it, man. It doesn't matter. Pete Davidson can wear them.
But I think you're closer to Pete Davidson where it's like, I'm wearing this for comfort. Where Kanye's like, I designed this. I want you to buy it.
He's advertising it. Right.
Yeah. And I don't think Pete Davidson minds
Kanye.
He's the new guy. The new guy never minds the old guy unless the old guy like makes a big stink about it.
Well, Ye dropped a track today that said he wanted to beat Pete Davidson's ass.
That's not why she left you, bro.
I would pay to watch that one.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, I could be dead wrong here. Neither of them strike me as people that fight.
I would agree with that.
Well, Kanye knocked a guy out the other night.
He punched a dude. He punched a fan.
Mm-hmm. And then his head hit the back of the pavement. And
why did he punch a fan?
Because he asked for an autograph.
Oh, it was like 2 or 3 a.m. outside of a place.
Best time to talk to anyone.
All right, yeah, right. The 10 reasons people are attracted to Pete Davidson, they say he's basically a golden retriever of men.
Okay, well, just big goofy...
I guess.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It's something that's going around right now is he has golden retriever energy, so he's very lovable, very loyal.
All right.
Yeah.
Very loyal? It's like his 10th girlfriend in 2 years.
Eh. Well, you don't know that he broke it off.
Yeah, true.
I will say this, speaking of any kind of big energy... There's a very good basketball player, one of the best basketball players in the nation right now in Michigan, named Hunter Dickinson. I'm not a Michigan fan. The kid's just awesome. I went to a hell of a high school. But he's selling...
That's how you know
that. I know. I'm just getting smart. He's the bad guy. But he's selling shirts now that say big Dickinson energy.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Trust me, that guy's going to play in the NBA. Reasons Pete Davidson is attractive. He's like a dirty string bean with the mouth of a truck driver and an effed up sense of humor. Can't tell you why, but my ovaries are really into it. He's cracked the code.
Okay.
I think also, like, I'm going back to a Seinfeld episode, but it was always that if you date very, like, attractive women, you kind of get let into a circle of, like, other attractive women will be like,
sure.
Even though I'm not attracted to him, like, if he's here with a good looking chick, like, now I'm attracted to him.
Like Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly dude.
Yeah, but Machine Gun Kelly's a musician who has fans. Like, musician, like, that's different.
They get a pass, yeah.
Yeah, Chad Kroeger gets laid.
Steven Tyler, like, golly. The Rolling Stones. Like
Mick Jagger.
Like, Keith we're Richards. Used to these people being sex symbols, but a lot of dudes in rock, I wouldn't say. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
They're not like movie stars.
No.
Like, Pete Davidson's in an environment, when you deal with TV and movie, you are dealing with some beautiful dudes.
I like if somebody here says, to say, Pete Davidson, Jesus Christ. Pete Davidson looks like the prequel of Beetlejuice. Pete Davidson looks like if John Cryer was bitten by a zombie.
Oh, no.
But they're not wrong.
No.
They say he seems like the kind of guy who isn't afraid to hold a woman's purse. Well, none of us are afraid. It's just freaking annoying.
Yeah. It's really all it is.
You can't take it to the bathroom with you?
This person says, I'm bisexual. I like all women and men who look like wet cigarettes.
Wet cigarettes. Quite the compliment.
Mm-hmm. But listen, in Pete Davidson's defense, like, there's a lot of women like that, too, where it's like, they're not, I wouldn't call them beautiful or whatever. You're just like, I don't know, they're sexy and I want to hook up with them.
Sure, yeah. Well, personality still goes a long way.
I mean, we're not talking about that right now, Miles.
Okay.
I'm saying just getting down to the boneyard.
The entertaining and dining district?
Yeah. Getting all the meat off that wing. You know what I'm saying? Damn, girl, you gonna eat that tendon? He's very open and candid about his struggles with his mental health, and people who are genuine and honest, who are also kind, are often considered to have attractive personalities.
Okay.
Here's the other thing, man. Pete Davidson runs with a pretty elite crowd. Jesus, I can't speak today either. Like, he seems okay. I don't know if he's, like, super friendly or not. Like, you know what I mean? The Machine Gun Kelly doesn't strike me as, like, the friendliest dude.
No.
Like, he's dated some A-list women, and then he used to run around with Kid Cudi all the time, too. He's a bit of a,
right.
bit of a strange one. Again, these are 10 reasons people find Pete Davidson attractive. He has a good relationship with his mom. Now, that, I get. A lot of women are all about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's better than having a bad relationship with your mom, I guess.
Yeah, there's just some things, too. Like, sometimes, like, it's one of those things. It's like women with their fathers.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, look, that's just the way the world works, right? Like, I say it all the time. There's mama's boys and daddy's girls.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rarely do you meet a daddy's boy. They just say things, oh, that's my best friend. We go fishing. But, yeah. like, that's it.
But I am envious of that.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's cool.
He seems very genuine, and he's very confident in his vulnerability. I get the feeling he's very focused and attentive to his partners. Basically saying, yeah.
I mean, when we're in the sack, yeah.
Sure you are. Yeah. Who isn't?
Right? He looks like your weed dealer whom you feel safe around. And for some reason, when he starts cracking jokes, you realize you'd hook up with him.
Huh. All right. Okay.
Guys, again, 10 reasons people are attracted to Pete Davidson.
Someone else says, Pete Davidson looks like powder, grew hair, and got tattoos.
He has a cute smile and facial expressions. The way he holds himself is confident, but not cocky like some other male celebrities. He's laid back, but not pathetic laid back. It's his energy more than his actual appearance.
All right.
He's self-aware.
That doesn't make him feel good. No. It has nothing to do with the way you look. Your energy.
You know what? The last one's just that he's self-aware and doesn't mind self-deprecating humor. He's also a softie. Like, okay. He's also rich and famous and has a huge crank from what everybody says.
Okay.
Like, I'm rich, I'm famous, and my penis goes on for days.
Yeah, I mean, like, we could be honest about it, too.
Yeah,
of course. You know what I mean? Like, I don't sit around listening to a lot of Dolly Parton, but I love Dolly. The blonde hair and the boobs help.
Oh.
Goes a long way.
Yeah. I mean, singers, right? All right, let's see. Sandra Bullock, we all remember her from Speed.
Yes, that's always.
I'm kidding. Sandra Bullock's an A-list star who's been in a ton of stuff. I like this, though. She credits Netflix for giving people jobs, especially herself. At the premiere of The Unforgivable, she said, they're good to the artist. They're good to the filmmakers. If it wasn't for Netflix, a lot of people wouldn't be working. Their stories wouldn't be told. Who would think that me, a woman, would still be working at this point? I would have been out in the cow pasture. It's true. And she's right. Like, unfortunately, in Hollywood, women, once you get above, it seems like 40, like, you either play a mom, but, like, you're not getting that role.
Right. If you're not going to take the role as a mother, you're not going to get a role.
Right. Whereas actors could play the same roles or leading man for years, and nobody seems to care.
Like Johnny and Cobra Kai.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, Netflix got it right, where it's like, look, man, let the creative people, and there's some constraints, obviously, but you throw it out there, look, if it doesn't work, it fails, but we don't have to continue it.
Well, and also, she brings up some good points, too. Like, also, it saved a lot of shows.
Absolutely.
I always bring up All American. Have you watched All American yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
One of these days, you're going to shock me. She also says, hey, look, Netflix brings you quality stuff from other countries, like Squid Game from South Korea. Right? If it's not for Netflix, you know what I mean? Like,
is Peaky Blinders on Netflix?
Peaky Blinders is coming back in February, I believe, with the next season on Netflix. So,
it is Netflix. Okay, yeah.
And more to your point about Netflix giving people a chance, Squid Game, I want to say he tried for like 10 years.
Yeah, it was a decade.
It might have been longer than that, yeah.
Yeah, just to get it on there. I mean, it's been written forever.
And well, everyone's like, this isn't going to work.
Well, it's like Lupin. You know, like, that's a French show. Like, I've watched so many weird, like, not weird, but, well, a lot of gangster shows, but shows that air in other countries. But, like, I never would have seen them. I mean, outside of the KBO, that's about the only Korean stuff I watch. Korean baseball organization.
Oh, thank you.
How are your dinos doing there, Ted?
You know what? I'm not positive. Once sports started back up in the NC Dinos and the KVO wasn't the only sport in the world played, I kind of fell off track. But hey, I was one for one. The year I cheered for them, they won a championship.
It's all you.
It is. You know, I get a lot of calls for Korea.
Of course.
Especially hardcore Dino fans. Sure. And they're like, hey, man, thanks for helping out.
That's what you think they're saying.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. I could be getting scammed.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what? Sandra Bullock, to her credit, this is exactly what I'm saying. She's just like, look, they hire a lot of people. They keep a lot of shows going. And I mean, it's freaking awesome. I found so many shows on there that I never would have like looked up anyway.
And there's a lot of them. And I think they raised their price today, $1.50 more, so now you're going to pay $15.49 a month.
All right.
But I think that's still a pretty reasonable price for what they offer, considering what other things cost. You know, what other services cost.
Right, and Netflix is great. There's obviously Disney Plus has some the stuff, the nerd stuff, that helps them a ton. Also, I heard Boba Fett sucks.
Really? I've been enjoying it.
Oh, all right.
I've got a couple friends that were disappointed with this last episode.
I mean, that's fair. Fine.
I'm disappointed with this show today, Mike.
I'm kidding.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Miles, that hurts us all, just Mike.
Everything. You don't step to the plate and hit a home run every time. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there might be one that's kind of bridging, but you'll find out later why they did what they did in that episode.
When it goes back again to people overhyping things that they're excited for. Yeah. Like, I get why you're excited for it.
Right.
Calm down a little bit. Just enjoy it.
Keep your expectations reasonable.
And I will say, out of all the services besides my cable, Netflix is probably the one I watch the most.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah.
And that's the truth. Everybody else, Netflix was just ahead of it, so everybody else has to get a show now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I basically got Hulu so I could watch Jack Ryan.
Okay.
Or Apple, so you can watch Ted Lasso. Or whatever the deal
is. Exactly. They got to have something. Totally. Whereas, like, you know, cable still has all the channels and this and that. And they have sports. But I know so many people that are, like, actual sports fans, and then they're always bitching and moaning. And I'm like, dude, just if you like sports, you got to get cable.
You do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You
like,
have a choice.
And they're like, well, it says it could do this and that. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing.
I don't mind. You can come over and watch the game. I still want
to
hear about it.
No, right. Hey, look, dude, I had to go to a bar last night to watch the Kraken game. You know me. I don't like bars.
Yeah.
I just went there so I could watch hockey.
Goddamn. Thanks for putting in the work, Miles.
Well done. Kind of sacrifice, man.
You got some NFL playoffs going on this weekend. The main thing I want to tell you about is Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Now, you could watch it on CBS. That's the Cowboys hosting the Niners. Or you could watch it on Nickelodeon. I watched the playoff game last year on Nickelodeon. It was awesome.
You said you still have it saved. You like
it
so much.
I still have it. I have it in.
And that's a lot of memory to take up.
It is. But it's just so cool. And like, you know what I mean? Like, also, like, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Nate Burleson and all those guys still coming back to do like the kids thing. Do we know? Or is it just, yeah, probably. Sure.
But I would also say this. Like, I have some friends who aren't huge into sports. And, like, I'll just put that on if they come over with their kids. And they're like, this is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. But if it's a close game, obviously I'll go back to the regular.
I'll get you into football.
Right. One way or another.
You're going to enjoy football.
We watch football.
That's exactly.
But, yeah, check that out Sunday, 1:30.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man is going to jail after filming a woman naked in the hotel room next door.
Oops.
Meanwhile, who knew at the Supercross event you would get to see boobies galore? Woman destroys 32 wedding dresses after not getting her deposit back at the bridal store. Swedish Village decides to change its name so it won't sound like a whore. And look, honey, there's a huge moose in our basement. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Top story, we go to Colorado where homeowners got a surprise in their basement. The pair came home to find that a moose had ended up in their downstairs there. While grazing near their home, the moose accidentally fell through a window well into their basement, and they called wildlife officials who attempted to let the animal walk out on its own, but it wasn't biting, so they ended up having to tranquilize the moose and cut off its antlers in order to carry it out.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
And I can't imagine carrying an animal of that size.
No.
You know, I know people do. Do they hunt moose? I feel like somebody's hunted a moose at some point, but
can hunt moose.
I just don't know how you carry that thing.
Did you hear, the people that discovered the moose in the basement were this person's housekeepers.
Clean crew, right.
Right? and they speak Spanish.
Right.
And he was like, as best I could tell, there's no Spanish word for moose. Not that there would be.
Sure. Right?
So they kept saying, was it grande brown?
Right.
And he's just like, what is big brown, man? And he could finally, like, Jesus, a moose.
The giant brown animal in your basement, man. In other news, there's a town in Sweden that's tired of being censored. The village was settled way back in the 1500s and has kept its name the entire time. And that name isn't something I'm willing to attempt to say over the air, but it...
Sounds a lot like the F word?
It's F Lake, yes. Just with an E at the end of the F word there. With the added salt in the wound, they're also within walking distance of Hump Lake.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Mm. After repeatedly having their posts censored on Facebook due to language, they've sent a petition to rename their village.
Just because they can't get it past Facebook?
Right. And at some point, it's... Because it's not even the actual F word. It's not. F-U-C-K-E. So, can we just put in... I know it's all automatic. I know that you're just censoring it, but can...
But if it's not spelled right.
Right. Make this word okay. It's the name of my doggone village. I know that there's not a whole lot of us here, but we got some fun stuff here. I'd like to post about it.
Nope.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
In China, a former bride-to-be managed to rack up some extra charges. The woman had gone to her bridal gown shop in an attempt to get her money back after canceling her plans, and the bridal shop accommodated her, letting her out of most of the $1,200 package deal that she had signed up for, but denied her $550 deposit back. That's kind of what a deposit is. This sent the woman into hysterics after an argument, and she boiled to the point that she started tearing and cutting through several dresses on display in the shop.
That'll save you money.
Managing to do upwards of $11,000 in damages.
That's incredible.
It is.
32 wedding dresses.
I just don't understand your logic. I get that you're seeing red at that point.
Absolutely.
I know, man. Why you are if you want your deposit back.
Right.
That means you're not getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? She's already on the edge, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But now she'll have more money to spend.
But if you do get your deposit back, that is on the graces of whatever company that you're trying to get your deposit back. That's kind of the whole thing. Is like, this is non-refundable. This is to make sure that we still get money out of this deal. Local police in California used a surveillance video to remind their public about reckless driving. The video looks over at a parking lot where police got reports of a white Camaro doing stunts. They reviewed the footage to find that not only was the sports car doing donuts in the parking lot, but bad enough to where they crashed into a light pole. Making matters worse, they then tried to flee the scene. Police did eventually track down the stunt driver and charge him, but used the video as a reminder that actions have consequences.
To be fair, if I did that, I would also try to flee the scene.
Right.
I was feeling to a degree like, yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Because you use the logic of, I wrecked my car, so I should, you know, it's just on me, but you did run into another light pole. You did damage inside of the parking lot. Like, yeah, you're in trouble. I do like how they open it up with, like, we understand the police do usually have an affinity for donuts, but not all donuts are created equal. Look at this idiot. To the lovely world of the internet, where a simple exchange of words blew up to a full-on incident.
Cool.
There's a video shared to TikTok of some outdoor event. It was a racing event, if I'm not mistaken. The main feature of the video is a woman in the stands who holds her beer with her teeth as she pulls down her top and flashes the rest of the crowd and whomever they're there to see. The video then cuts to another woman chastising the flasher, saying that there's children in attendance of the event, and is met by thunderous boos from the surrounding crowd. Doubling down, the woman continues to shout at the other woman in the crowd, who then begin to throw food and beer at the naysayer. Like, I get it.
Was that motocross or supercross?
Yeah, I can never remember. Supercross, I think.
You ever been in one of those?
No, I have not.
No.
Oh, man. There are some very attractive women.
I guarantee you that there is. And I guarantee you that some of them get a little bit frosty and a little drunk and, you know, maybe they just want to spread the love. Okay. This blew up so much bigger than it needed to be. Yes, there are children in attendance. Okay, you also did what you accomplished. You showed your boobs. Okay. Everybody drop it. It
should have been done.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
It should have just been done then. Although I did see a picture of the two women confronting each other, and in the background, you see a group of guys. They all have their fist in the air.
Oh, yeah. They're in it, man. They love it. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. More Men's Room is up next with the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed, it's true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for about 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
a Double Flush production.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.